Hello, this is Parker Pathways, November 26th. Dr. Wynn Parker on air live, and we are on RBN, and we're taking on all the little podcasts that are out there. And I hope all those little podcasts that are listening have been taking their vitamins, keeping themselves healthy, and paying attention to what's going on in the world, aside from being deterred by a lot of video games that are out there in the world. We're going to make a few comments concerning business profits and video games for kids and the theory about children gaining weight. And I've had a a lot of inputs on shows concerning that that type of chemistry. I'm very interested in covering some material that about radical Islam that needs to be addressed. And for all the folks that read the Bible, you have to have a heads up on things like this, because there's a lot of threats coming from radical Islam that have to be paid attention to, that relate to our personal personal health and our food supply, of course our water supply, which I'll have extensive material that I can put together from most of the work that I put on Parker Pathways is only a few days old in terms of research. Has been going on for 8 to 10 years of people that were farsighted enough to work things out. And then, of course, where I want to put on a tag on what Bob Dornan was on the last show for a very short time, but he left a trail of good material of his, the things that I was trying to put out as to America, what's at stake. And I want to have a few comments about the new Congress and the people on the Beltway and what they're thinking. And then I want to talk a little bit about the poisoning of this defected Russian agent that is in the news, and try to put another perspective on this. And in the process of all of this, to continue with a lot of questions from the interview that I had for it was on September 8th, Parker Pathways, on obesity and asbestos. A lot of response on the September 15th Parker Pathway, on where I interviewed Cynthia Black on the Hidden Secrets of Water by Dr. Emoto. And and then, of course, on September 22, I'm going to pick up some comments today from that show, where I discussed China and globalization of the economy, which now is being placed in some of the treaties of last week and this week that will be talked about. And then two or three comments I've got left over from questions from September 29, Parker Pathways, on ownership of human tissue and the globalization of genetic research. And then, of course, the continuation of the selling of America. And then on October 22nd was the patent rights of biological materials again, which now will be the major issue on the treaty systems that are going on in some of the president's visits. October 29th was a Catherine Moy interview of American Morning, and we're going to discuss that further as well. See you after the break, Parker Pathway listeners and podcasters.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on researchedherbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
This is Parker Pathways, and We're after the Thanksgiving holiday, people on the road, people listening on their little podcasts, and taking this all in terms of what I call another reality check as to some of the subjects that we want to catch up on, because I wouldn't be able to answer all the questions that have come to me from Parker Pathways. So I'm doing the best thing I can, which is to group all of these subjects into a question and answer them on the air. The call number is 800-313-9443. One of the first things I want to just mention here about the poisoning of the defective Russian agent, which has hit the news, and there are all accusations going on and the rest of it. But the suspicion on the story is that this was a plutonium 210, which is a radioactive element that you could essentially touch and not just touch with your fingers or work with it in any way you want to have it around you and the rest of it. But once it gets in the body, you have chemical reactions that occur. The occurrence of these chemical reactions have to have a medium. And this is going to not be very comfortable news for people, but the whole thing is that the medium that you have to transfer any kind of poison of that form to emulate, let's say, dioxin, which was used also by poisoning one of the political leaders overseas many months ago, and that made the news, and that was also Russian-based. I have nothing against the Russians, and that's not the point this year. What I have a problem with is the fact that, again, this disconnect in the media news or any other form of news to realize that what I first exposed, what was called chloramine soup, and chloramine, which is one of the additives that's in our disinfectant system in the water, is used supposedly to kill Cryptosporidium, Giardia lambii in our own drug supply. And the EPA, as I was the one who exposed this, that nationally around the year 2002, that this is a dose-related system, and it does cause cancer and in the liver of rats, and can cause leukemia in various other forms of animals. But the human studies, I was the one that exposed a lot of this. I can remember getting a call, which I can't tell my audience who called me, but the thing is and how that was, in terms of an opinion about the dioxin material that was used to try to kill the political person running in a foreign country a few months ago. And a lot was at stake at that time for those people and the whole thing. And I was just one of several people that put my opinion into it. But the question was, I was only to give two or three answers. I said, can you approve, not approve, or verify? Those were the three. They said, just say one word and that will take care of it. And so I used my word, and which was verified, because you cannot transport these materials unless you have some kind of conceptual idea as to how it's going to have what's called the secondary carcinogenic products, which, by the way, take time to react in the body. And so this is why the Russians use as their form of present poison system is chloramine. It's called chloramine soup because they add these other kinds of elements in there to deliver it, and that causes the these reactions. Now, here's a fellow that he did his running away from Russia for probably good reasons. Who knows? That's not the discussion here. The discussion is that there are mediums which are used to carry these elements into the body, and the difference of losing your hair in 6 hours and being and have your skin change and work it through is really an acceleration of these reactive products. And I coined the term, actually legitimate in every way, physiological term, in my chloramine causing collateral health damage, which was sent around the world and translated in four languages. And where I expose the concept of chloramine and what it can do inside the body in terms of the glucose, the endocrine disruptors that are in the body, and how it will combine with other elements in America that combines with other elements that we already had, which are things like fluoride and perchlorate, the production of NDMA, which is a secondary carcinogenic product that's made in the water. And, of course, Americans are into the disconnect again, that the EPA is going to take care of everything. That's not true. I've explained that before. The process of explaining how the EPA operates is the fact that you take President Bush this morning and his locale of saying, well, the EPA doesn't own the lines that carry the energy to cause the air pollutants in the air, which the environmentalists are saying need to be taken care of. The latest push around the world is to call these things micropollutants, and this is what the United Nations is pushing, that we have to control micropollutants. Well, what they're ignoring is the fact that you cannot have micropollutant effectives, they're called, again, unless you have a carrier in the body. So the whole concept of, I'm sorry this defected Russian agent had a terrible end. And the thing, but it's like everything else, it's not what it seems. And as it goes along, each time I put forth another chemical formulation as to what the government knows, what they do, and the rest of it, all in the name of now we're going into the other arena of Homeland Security, of which has model acts which have been adopted by various states to give unlimited powers to the health departments and health officers who, in my opinion, I've got great respect for them in every way, and every form of licensing that goes on when I take continuing education courses in medicine. It's just that I know that they're competent and the rest of it, but the focus is the political side of the dissemination of these products and how they're controlled on the Homeland Security Act is to me, questionable. The act is called the Emergency Health Powers Act, and it was first drafted in a little bit before that, 2002, and I think there were a couple lawyers in a law office in New York, and they pulled something together, and then the other states came along and adopted their versions of it. And I will do a lot of shows on this one. This to me is the tie-in for a lot of other different things that are happening in the real world to us. And this brings me to a very important point about giving a constitutional amendment change in the Constitution for real, that we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water and our health protocols. And if you don't think that that can't be done, it was done in the 18th Amendment, which was that it was specifically written under the guise of controlling liquor, but the idea was that in those days, in the 1913s and 1918s, when you read your legal history, it was really to control food. That was what they told the public. They're going to control food because of the World War One, and so they changed it around in Congress and turned it around. And it was specifically for liquor. It took 16 years to repeal that, and in the process, there was more money spent on that one amendment than in the history of anything that happened in America to this day. If you extrapolate those dollar amounts, those are real bucks, and they went into enforcement and curtailment and suppression of human rights that is adopted in many of the model acts of the Homeland Security to this day. Now, the public doesn't realize the total danger of this thing in terms of, we have to have a more open forum on this. And one of the things that brings me to this is that there's a town in Colorado, Rifle, Colorado. That's a nice little American town, by the way. And there's another little place called Canton, New York. And they've kind of taken the banner of this national movement that I'm putting forth, that we need more rights. We have to go against the United Nations. We need to find a way. If the United Nations say the water's a right, we should have a right to vote on what goes in our water. So one of the council members has proposed nationally that if anybody goes against the idea of putting fluoride in the water, they say, well, this is the paragraph. They say, we as council members do not believe that we have the expertise or the right to force anyone in the community to take medication, and notice the word, medication, which includes fluoride in their drinking water, especially a medication which the FDA has never reviewed for safety. And I'll finish reading this proclamation from the city council in Rifle, Colorado, after we get back on the other side of the break. And the call is 800-313-9443 if you want to call it.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. November 26th, and we were reading a. I was reading a very important document. It's one of the. It's one of the first in America of a city council that took up the Parker Pathways concept of a constitutional change in this country to give city council members and board of supervisors responsibility for their decisions and bureaucratic decision-making that would affect the public harm. And I'll finish a couple more sentences on this. And it says, we as city council members do not believe that we have the expertise or right to force anyone in the community to take medication, which includes fluoride or in the drinking water, especially medication that the FDA has never reviewed for safety, and the standard clinical trials demanded for other drugs. As elected officials, we are required to exercise due diligence in such matters, but with more and more evidence questioning the efficiency of this practice and other evidence documenting health concerns at doses that very close to the doses that some people are experiencing right now in fluorinated and medical communities, we are halting the practice forthwith. And for those citizens who are dismayed by this ruling, we are prepared to accept the potential liabilities of this practice, and we invite them to run for office and overturn our decision. That's America, folks. That's America. I've got states that are contacting me on the end run. so that they don't want to put out there, go against their own attorney generals who say that I never had any right to put the people out there on an initiative because the people have no right to go on an initiative. It's the lawmakers that make it. There are 20 states in this country that don't give the people an opportunity to have these kinds of rights to vote. I applaud Rifle, Colorado, and, of course, Rio, the town of Rio in Texas. There's one in Canton, New York. And so this is an example of what I'm talking about, of people standing up to a very sinister somebody. There was a caller, a couple calls, several shows ago. There were two calls in two shows ago. Said, well, this all sounds sinister. And I had to tell the gentleman, and I said, I'm not politically correct. I'm glad you called the show, but the whole thing is, this is the real world. And we live in a science and technology world of some very evil people. And if you don't think so, just get yourself tuned into what is radical Islam in terms of what they want to do to this country. Now, people can say what they want, but it takes real Americans to do something about it. That's my private view. That's my opinion. And this brings me to Bob Dornan. Are you there?
Yes, I am here, Dr. Parker. Good to be with you, Wynn.
Good, thank you. Have you heard the beginning of the show of this?
I did. It's fascinating. I have a nephew, the oldest of the five sons of my oldest brother, lives right next door in another fascinating named little city called Parachute. Parachute,
yeah.
And Rifle are side by side there in Colorado.
Parachute, that's right.
We'll visit my nephew, Ryan, and congratulate the city council members of Rifle.
Absolutely.
You're right, that's real government.
And I started this whole thing 2 years ago on my own, and I told everybody it takes people. You know, it takes people. Like in the town of to do this, we've lost when I interviewed the publisher of and the author of American Mourning, which is about the Sheehan family and about the Johnson family, how they lost sons in Iraq and how they each handled it. And I remember talking with him that the book was a good book about how the families handled it, and it is a good book. In fact, the New York Times, 2 weeks later after that interview last month, they put that in their New York Times. I put out the fact that we have a mental disconnect in this country. In terms of, we don't realize we are at war.
Yep.
And we are at war within ourselves in real world terms. And then on top of it, we're at war with ideological people that have been doing their ideological battles for years, and we've ignored it. That's my private view. By the way,
what happens to be the correct view, this whole problem with Islam is tearing us apart more, as a nation, more than I ever dreamed it would have after 9/11. And if you want, I'll walk you through what was a personal odyssey for me that gave me an insight into everything that was going wrong with the Iraq War and how Bush had one of the best advisors, Bernard Lewis, the nation's premier expert on Islam. The crisis within Islam in its confrontation to the modern world and what's causing to explode in an old-fashioned jihadist way of bloodshed and vengeance. But Bernard Lewis, I think he's either already turned 90 or he's turning 90 this year. Well, let's see, 5 years ago he was 85 or 4 when he advised Vice President Cheney and Bush. Yeah, I guess he's just turning 90. But Bernard Lewis said, here is an opportunity to take a secular, albeit brutal, government under a vicious, bloodthirsty tyrant, Saddam Hussein, and try to turn it into a democracy. Bush and Cheney and a handful of key people in the Bush administration said, let's go for it. But they ignored Dr. Lewis's next line.
Well, we'll come back on this.
May not work.
Yeah, I will get back on this after the break, Bob.
Hey.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. We're live Sunday, November 26th on RBN, Republican Broadcasting Network. For the Parker Pathway listeners, what we have on air is besieged with calls. So the Parker Pathway listeners have a clear picture of who is calling and is really my guest is Bob Dornan, who is was House of Representatives for a long, long time, and just his bio would just take a few pages. Just before Bob continues with Bernard Lewis, Bob, would you just give our listeners a thumbnail sketch of who you are? Because we have a lot of other listeners, you know, from other countries that also listen to the show.
Sure. Well, I think a good way to always start a quick mini bio is the commitment that a man or a woman makes into the future by way of family. That there are so many great, wonderful men and women down through history who opt for the single state and contribute so much, either in the clergy or as an active layperson. I think it's very difficult to accomplish much other than tyranny without embracing a worldview of God, a creator, and of your obligation to serve your fellow man and to keep an eye on your path into the hereafter. But for those who opt for a family, you look at a man or a woman and see how much commitment they put into the future, and it gives you an idea. My wife and I have been married for half a century, and we've got 5 grown kids, all of them solid political conservatives, and all of them strong believers in Jesus Christ and God. And I've got 15 grandkids, and I'm really worried about them. So that gives you that feeling that you can't ever retire, that you have to stay in the public arena swinging and fighting and developing tactics and strategy to make the world as good a place for your grandchildren as it was, as your parents did for you. Now, when I was 19, the Korean War was stalemated, had been stalemated since I had turned 17. For 2 years, we were in those negotiations upon Munjam, but I decided that with Ike as president, it might flare up. So I joined the week he became I joined 3 weeks before when I saw he was going to win, 3 months before. And then he and I were sworn in to federal office on the same week, and I entered, took my test for pilot training immediately. I took the chance of joining as a 4-year enlisted man and passed those tests with flying colors, off to pilot training. The war ended when I was starting pilot training. My dream was to fly F-86, the Sabre jets, the Hero aircraft, over the Yalu River in Mig-Alley, and I did succeed in that, and then transitioned to the first supersonic fighter ever in the world's first supersonic wing, the F-100 Super Saber. They transitioned to F-104 Starfighters, a Mach 2 airplane. I got out with a dream to run for Congress, but that's not easy when you're 24 years old, and you've got 4 kids and soon a 5th on the way. So I did everything under the sun, drove a yellow cab, assistant manager at the Bruin Theater in Westwood, worked as a gym instructor. I drove a beer truck. I did everything for 10 years till finally I got a break on television as the host of an Emmy-winning daytime 4-hour show. I transitioned to that thanks to Gene Autry, who kind of discovered me in the afternoon, moved me to a nighttime show. And after 3.5 years on that, I went with the nation's largest anti-pornography group, Citizens for Decency Through Law, traveled all 50 states and saw what was developing in this country, a lust for casual sex. And, well, of course, we're now marinated in an evil sexual perversion of all kinds. But I saw that coming like a tsunami in the 70s, and kind of I always figured it was my reward from God for taking on an impossible task. But I got elected to Congress in our bicentennial year on my first try.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to D.C. with my sleeves rolled up and a family fully behind me, and I meant to change the world. And in my freshman year, I was nicknamed B-1 Bob for saving that great defense system. And
yep.
I cut off abortions in the military, on Indian American Native reservations, in the District of Columbia, which has been undone by rhino liberal Republicans, and in federal prisons. So 3 out of my 4 are still law. And then a terrible thing happened in 78. A jerk named Newt Gingrich got elected, and he just became a thorn in every serious Republican's side who was trying to build a majority. And although he gets credit for it, it was Bill Clinton that built the Republican majority in 1994, not this guy Gingrich, because in my district and in most districts around me in California, we never heard of Gingrich or any contract with America, which was a one little page ad in TV Guide. So I spent 6 years in an L.A. district and then was gerrymandered out of my seat. It was cut in 5 pieces, beautiful beach districts from Malibu to Palos Verdes. And I moved to Orange County and was the only congressman who beat a Democrat in 1984, not west of the Mississippi, but west of the Allegheny Mountains. And I came back in a whole new seat, got on armed services, eventually spent 8 years on the Intelligence Committee, and became the best traveled at third class, my own expense, a lot of it, the best traveled congressman, senator, or president who's ever lived. I've been to 163 countries. I became an expert because of my military background on nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction. I became an expert on Air Force and Navy and Marine Corps fighters, Army helicopters, and all it did was seem to engender a terrible jealousy in my, not among Democrats, they were in awe of Bob Dorn's work level, but in my own party I developed a terrible jealousy with people like Gingrich and Bill Thomas, who's mercifully leaving from the Bakersfield area, and Ways and Means Chairman is going finally. And it really was made life not unbearable, but a little uncomfortable to have your own party constantly undercutting you. And when they finally had an election in 96, where I won with a squeaker on election night with 233 votes, it turned out 4,023 illegal aliens had voted in my election. And Newt Gingrich schemed with Bill Thomas of Bakersfield and a homosexual staffer named Roman Bueller to squander $3.5 million in a federal investigation that proved my election was stolen. Now you can jump from 96, 10 years forward for almost Pharaoh's revenge. A homosexual cabal of seven closeted Republican homosexuals went to Newt and said, "We don't want Bob Dornan back. Bury this voter fraud investigation." And they got their way, and one of them was Foley, one of them was Colby, one of them was Campbell, one of them was Arianna Huffington's husband. And there was this cabal of homosexuals in the Republican Party that just flat out said, the battle cry was, "We don't want Dornan back." And they succeeded in giving the seat to a real airhead, a serial adulteress named Loretta Sanchez. 3 years, two terms later, she gets her sister elected. So Newt Gingrich handed two key seats in Orange County, and Santa Ana being at center of that seat, and in Long Beach to the Sanchez sisters, who pretend they're Catholics and vote 100% for abortion, birth control, euthanasia, and the whole range of homosexual special rights. So kind of an interesting way to leave the House in a Republican scandal, but a lot of those people who betrayed me got their comeuppance this very last election. And, of course, I will go up to New Hampshire to stop a Giuliani, a McCain, or a Newt Gingrich from thinking they can destroy the family of values. Between these three guys, there's dozens of adulterous affairs. And let's see, 3, 6, 8 marriages between them. How can we as Republicans say we're the party of pro-life and family values, and these three guys are our front runners? And
yeah.
That ends a little quickie on adventures of Bob Dorn.
And that, I know. I'm going to say on air something I don't even know how to verbalize this because you know how it is on radio. You work with it, but I, not being a politically correct person, I'll put it this way. This is the deal. I was a POW twice, and I don't talk about that, and I shouldn't even be talking about it, but this is an appropriate time, but the one was in Vietnam. And we used to play a lot of games with, you could talk to the walls or the rest of it. I was, of course, in the highly trained by the military in a field of medicine that they don't have anymore. There were only 40 of us that were trained, to do just about anything and everything in medicine for real. We were way ahead of our time, but we had to be dropped in certain godforsaken places to do it. We used to call it the B-1 Bob game, and it was named after you. And we used to go by, I was in a hole. I was living in a pit, and they, that was their form of torture for me. But the thing comes down to you had to listen for the sound of the planes. And the code word was, if we heard an American engine, it was B-1 Bob.
Oh, my God.
And
what an honor.
Yeah. And we got our life saved a couple times with that one. I never thought in my lifetime, after all these years, I'd ever say anything like that. And I'm saying it on air. My God, we mean we got thousands of people listening. The thing is, this is the deal. And I will always look at the way we are now and the way we were then and the way it's going. It comes down to the fact that a lot of people don't seem to connect. But that's one of my little contributions in this world, I think, is, I contribute in these different fields, and I'm fortunate enough to have this forum to try to make a constitutional change for the better for something very simple, the 10th Amendment. They want to take out the one sentence that any kind of state acts on certain. Well, then if they didn't act on it, then a citizen can act on it. It says, or the people, in the 10th Amendment. It's a one-sentence amendment. But I used that
in the 96 presidential race, so did Bob Dole, but I meant it, that those were the most important words in the Bill of Rights, or to the people.
Or to the people, and there are people in the government.
Preceded by the states. It merely said, all of this enumerated here, anything not touched upon is left to states or to the people. And I agree with you that these referendums can be so valuable. I mean, look, we passed in 7 states, in spite of the Democratic wave and the pickup of 29 seats, including taking 8 out of 18 open Republican seats and then knocking off 21 incumbents. And some of them I'm glad to see go, but we lost some great women like Melissa Hart and Ann Northrup. But 7 states passed that marriage is a man and a woman. And some of the states, Tennessee win 81%, South Carolina 78%, Idaho 63%, even in Virginia with its very liberal northern part in the D.C. suburbs, 57%. Dakota, where Planned Parenthood put in tons of money to defeat by a whisker the nation's best anti-abortion law, affected this and held it at 52%. But Colorado passed at 56%, and then it was a double threat there because they had one to legalize same-sex domestic partnerships, and let me see, that one by 53%. So Colorado's 56 and 53%. So that gives us a total now, adding these 7 states to 20. 27 states with marriage initiatives. That's a majority average of about 70%. So what is Nancy Pelosi, who is the most pro-abortion, pro-homosexual person of her gender that I ever served with, who said to me once when we're working the door on one of my pro-life amendments, I said, what's the matter with you, Nancy? It says in your bio you're a Catholic. You have 5 children, the same number of daughters and sons as my Sally and I have. What's the matter with you? Oh, Bob, what would you do if your daughter was raped by a black man? If that isn't the most blatant racist statement.
I said,
if we're some greasy tattooed biker with blonde hair and blue eyes, then that's okay.
Yeah.
I have a little blonde baby. What are you talking about, Nancy? That's racist. What do you mean it's racist?
Yeah.
But that, guess what? Steny Hoyer, of all people, grabs her arm and pulls her away. He's now the majority leader.
Yeah, and the thing is that my private view is that that's what radical Islam is preaching on their Al-Jazeera's TV, which is in America now, Bob.
Of course.
And they want to destroy the family. They want to destroy anything that has to do with family care, which brings me, will bring in another shows when I was talking about, when I first started on this, I was talking about all of these different ways that you prevent fertility in people in this country. And I remember making a statement once that they said, well, who could go to sleep at night in the United States government, a career worker? You know how it goes. You go to the buildings. Those people are career workers. They plan all this stuff. And to find out that they want to take the word people out of the 10th Amendment. And they, you know, they work behind the scenes to do that. And if you listen carefully to what you're saying, and plus what's happening in the real world out here, is, as you are portraying it correctly, in my opinion, this is an anti-family world we live in. I mean, we got what was it? Just last week there was a news story that made the news. The New York Times, I think, even added that 75% of the births today are illegitimate.
Yes. I don't think it's that high, but
I don't think it is either. But that's the figure they used.
Oh, you got to balance it. It's higher than that in the black community, approaching that in the Latino community, and the white community is tracking behind it by a drag of only maybe 12 years. So whatever the black community was 20 years ago, the white community is right now.
Yeah, well, we'll get...
Don't put your nose up in the air and say, oh, that's a problem with poor people.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll get on the other side of the...
attacking every other community that's going downhill at a rapid, accelerating pace.
Exactly.
Let's get back to Islam, if we could.
We will.
In 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
This is Parker Pathways, November 26, year 2000, and we have Bob Dornan, Real American, and we only have a few minutes to finish up this first hour, and on the next hour we're going to discuss a little more about radical Islam. There's some things that I want Bob to express in this, and I have some comments that are pertinent to our health, welfare, and law. Meanwhile, we have a caller, Clay, in New Mexico. I hope Clay is still there. Is Clay still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, thank you, Clay.
Unfortunately, I think I'm going to be a little bit off topic, but I didn't realize when you first started the show that you were going to have Mr. Dornan on. But the reason I was calling, you were talking about fluoride. You were talking about Rifle Colorado. Maybe I can tie this in a little bit. I read an article in the Albuquerque Journal, where I am now, a couple of days ago, that the EPA was going to become involved where the FDA hasn't, in terms of organizations and people selling products that use nanotechnology like Super Silver, that's advertised on one of the other programs on the Republic Broadcasting.
Okay.
And I was just kind of wondering what you were thinking, as you being Parker's Pathways, and then what Bob Dornan was thinking in terms of the power of the EPA to do that.
On nanotechnology?
I'm trying to make.
Yeah, on the idea of using nanochips?
No, not nanochips. They were speaking particularly of nano silver solutions that one might ingest or put.
Yeah, those are part of. They are of the same material that's being used for. They're called neuromorphic electronic molecules, and the EPA. You're absolutely right. They want to take this regulatory system over to manage this, but they are trying to overlay this into what I was proposing, that they should be in charge of the fluid that's involved with the transmission of it. However, problem, they shouldn't be involved in it at all, in my private opinion. Okay. Because these particular molecules are really formed, they're intelligent. In other words, if you add a certain silver mechanism, which is in the binding mechanism of how they work, I could spend a lot of time explaining how this works, is more complicated than meets the eye. You are affecting different parts of the body in such a way that you can do good or you can do harm. I'm for the physics of it, and I know it's medically very helpful.
But what do you mean, doctor, by they are intelligent?
They have angular structures to them, which makes them react in a what's called a preformed planned way to adopt by the angle of their molecules. If you change the molecule structure when you manufacture them, they can combine with different forms of other materials in the body. For instance, if you did have a nanochip for various reasons. And another thing, too, it has to do with drug delivery. The nano is going to be used for the drug delivery systems for future medicine. And so this is really, the FDA is not even capable of handling such a thing.
My concern was the EPA and the extreme powers that they have. I mean, they can show up with guns drawn if they choose to do that.
No, that's right.
Mr. Dornan would comment on that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. I could. I'm going to do a whole show on nanotechnology. Okay, we're at the end of this. On the other, this is a very good hour. We're going to hang on here and go to the next hour.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.